Track 12, Positive Responses to Anger. On the last track, we discussed alternatives to anger. Three alternatives to anger are analyzing accusations, acknowledging imperfections, and teaching others. On this track, we will discuss positive responses to anger. I will describe two types of responses. They are active and passive response. As we discuss these responses, think about how you might introduce them to the anger management client you are currently treating. The first type of response is active response. As I mentioned in Track 4, anger can be based on unmet needs. For example, a specific need can be expressed by a client stating, "What's bothering me is your lack of attention. What I think I need is acknowledgement." Anger management clients are more aggressive when their needs are unmet. Alan, aged 42, was openly aggressive toward his family. Alan stated, "I'm always exhausted and pissed off after work. God, my wife Sue and I have 4 children. She's not much help, so I have to jump right in as soon as I get home from work. I don't get any damn rest. So I'm always yelling. I feel like I have to hit my kids and scream at my wife to get any peace." I explained to Alan that an active response can be used to negotiate. I stated, "With negotiation responses, the goal is to involve the other person in solving the problem. If Sue becomes upset when you yell at the kids for not doing their homework, you might try asking her, 'What would you propose to help us solve this problem?'" I find that if a client practices these active responses, he or she can better express feelings and needs when they feel angry. Are you treating an Alan who could benefit from expressing his needs? I worked with Alan to help him choose an active response. Before an active response is used, clients can develop a fallback position. The fallback position is the minimum change the client can accept to meet his or her needs. On a sheet of paper, I first asked Alan to write his needs and his fallback position. Second, Alan devised a specific need response and a negotiation response. Using active response, Alan told his wife Sue, "I feel frustrated and exhausted. I know you need my help, but I need some time to relax when I get home." Alan's fallback position was chosen as half an hour of downtime. Sue agreed that Alan needed some downtime after work and suggested that he take an hour after work every day to relax. If this response had been met with resistance, then Alan could have used his negotiation response. For example, had Alan's wife Sue not addressed his needs when he stated them, Alan may have said, "I know you need my help, but I am so stressed that I'm taking it out on the kids. How do you think we can solve this problem?" As you can see, this gave Sue an opportunity to accept responsibility in working toward a solution. In addition to active response, another type of positive response to anger is passive response. As you know, a passive response focuses on uncovering the other person's needs. For example, a passive response to uncover a need can be expressed by asking, "What concerns you in this situation? What do you need?" Passive response can also be used to withdraw from an anger situation. If the anger management client feels the conflict is escalating, he or she can state, "It feels like we're getting upset. I want to stop and cool off." Have you treated an anger management client whose anger was the cause of another person's unmet needs? Carol, age 27, was a nurse at a busy hospital. Sarah, one of Carol's co-workers in the hospital, criticized her repeatedly for various forms of inefficiency. Carol stated, "She gets me so worked up. It didn't really bother me at first, but after the third or fourth time, I started getting so damn mad. I don't know what her problem is, but she needs to figure it out. She pissed me off so bad the other day that I told a patient to go to hell." Carol knew her behavior was unacceptable and could cost her her job. I worked with Carol to choose a passive response. First, Carol practiced passive responses she could use in our sessions at home. Second, Carol and I role-played the situation. Once Carol felt comfortable using passive responses, I suggested she try using them at work with Sarah. In a later session, Carol stated, "Sarah criticized me for being slow the other day. I told her, 'I understand you were upset, but could you tell me what bothered you about my slowness?' Sarah said, 'My being slow bothered her because she wound up with extra work. I think now I understand why she was on my case.'" By using a passive response, Carol uncovered Sarah's concern and was able to gain empathy. The conversation between Carol and Sarah was productive. Of course, had the conversation escalated, Carol could have used her withdrawal response to control her anger. On this track, we discussed positive responses to anger. I described two types of responses. They are active response and passive response. On the next track, we will discuss anger and depression. I find that the key points in the relationship between anger and depression are interpersonal dynamics and the vicious cycle. Question 12. What are two types of positive responses to anger?